myself. Come on over. I remember how I used to walk up and down the streets of the city of New Orleans, bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, committing the different acts of sin, living beneath my privilege, doing things that were contrary to God as well as the law enforcement. But after all the things that I did and all the things that I committed, one day I heard about Jesus. I'm just like the woman that heard about Jesus coming through the city of Jericho. And she had a problem. She said, the Lord had a problem with mine too. And mine was sin. I was living in sin, living and doing things I wanted to do. Living and saying what I wanted to see. But one day Jesus touched my life. And when Jesus came in, the liquor went out. The drugs went out.
The Bible said that you should know by hallelujah. And I thank God for delivering
my own lady.
I thank God for making me
everything.
I thank God for taking all the wickedness. Hallelujah. The craftiness. The deepness out of my life. Hallelujah. I'm just going to
hold the and I thank you. I thank God my sins and judge and everything. And now I have a right to the principle.
You won't find living a lie. You won't find
because he's dead to me and everyone that knows Jesus and everyone that's been born again and everyone that's been washed in the blood. You heard the brother singing about the blood. It's up about the blood. It's up about the blood of Jesus that washed away your sins and washed your mind and washed your heart and washed your life. Oh, praise God.
I thank God for that opportunity. And I just want to let you know that he loves you. And the Bible backs it up. Because God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten Son. And who said that should believe in him shall not perish, but have the everlasting life.
What's the plan? He comes through this door, what happens? Speak up for us, please.
Well, he goes on and goes up in the elevator to his room.
But I mean, what does he do? He comes through this door. Why don't you just tell me?
He comes through this door, goes around, takes them.
What is this, the kitchen door?
No, this is the freight
elevator. Do you have lots of people coming through like that?
Well, there's quite.
You have a lot of celebrities.
Well, all the conventions and things in the nations come through.
What do you think about Elvis Presley coming to you?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Do you know anything about
him? Yeah. Do I know anything about him?
Yeah.
I was raised in his hometown.
Are you going to be saying something to him? Talking?
Well, that just all depends.
Are you looking forward to seeing him?
Sure.
Why don't you show us where he's coming in?
He's coming through this door here. There's two doors in this entrance. He's coming through this door here in this entrance. And then this one, the outer door comes back like this.
My beloved friend.